I'm coming up, so you better get this party started. Ladies and gentlemen, open the doors of your home and prepare to welcome in another episode of
The Inquisition.
Hello, 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 and welcome to The Inquisition, a quiz podcast for general knowledge and trivia lovers everywhere. I am your host, Luke Ryan. Each episode, our players battle out over six rounds so that they can say they are the masters of the Inquisition. And this is a bit of a special recording this week because my beautiful girlfriend, Christy, and I are having our housewarming. So it will be a housewarming party. So it'll be kind of a themed quiz around houses and parties. So let's meet this week's players. So on team one, we have Elena and Kuba. Welcome, guys. How are you?
Hi,
amazing.
So Lena, it's your first time on the Inquisition. You're very welcome. Kuba, you haven't been on since season one. You are as yet unbeaten on this quiz, though, if anyone remembers back to season one. So let's see, how do you feel about that?
The pressure is on, but it feels really good to be back.
It's fantastic to have you back. And on team two, we have Paul and Christy. Paul, you have been on this, and Christy, you've been on it before. So welcome back, both of you. How are you guys?
I'm great. Happy to be back.
Fantastic. Thank you for having me back.
Well, you do live here. Okay, here we go. Let's get on with round number one, which is called Back and Forth. Each team gets five individual but related questions on a variety of different subjects. 2 points for a correct answer, minus 2 points for a wrong answer, but you can pass it to the other team, not lose any points, and they can answer for one risk-free point. So let's start with round one, question one to team one. Which medical drama ran for 8 seasons from the year 2004 to the year 2014? Which medical drama ran for 8 seasons from 2004 to 2014?
That's probably House. The years would fit.
Oh, Doctor House?
Yeah.
Okay.
House.
You're going to go with House?
Yeah.
Well, it is also the theme of the quiz, yeah. So it is 2 points. And team two, your first question. Who starred as the aforementioned Doctor House in the series?
Hugh Laurie.
Hugh Laurie, 2 points to team number two. Team one, who's the most well-known person who lives at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? Who's the most well-known person who lives at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue?
Is that where the White House is?
Is it? I don't know. Is it?
Okay, they're laughing, so I think so. Is it Mr. Joe Biden?
It is Mr. Joe Biden. 2 points. And team two.
Are they allowed to call him Mr.?
They can, Mr. President, they can call, well, as long as they're reasonably respectful. Question two to you. Who's the most well-known person who lives at 10 Downing Street?
Mr. Prime Minister. Mr. Sinak? Sunuk?
Sounds like it.
Do you have a first name?
Rinne? I don't know.
I'll give it to you. It's close enough. Rishi Sunak.
Rishi, yes.
Actually, I can't remember. He may actually live at number 11 because it's a bigger premises, but it's generally accepted as the Prime Minister of the UK. Okay, question three to team one. The culture of house music began in which US city in the early 1980s? The culture of house city began in which US city in the early 1980s?
House music.
Yeah.
I have an idea, but it's probably wrong. So,
what's your idea?
I think we should pass. If I tell the idea, they might just use it. Do you have any idea?
I have an idea, but I don't know if it's right.
Should we pass?
Let's pass.
Okay. It's yours.
You're going to pass it over?
Yep.
Okay, you guys can answer for one risk-free point.
I think Paul will.
I like it, but I don't know if it's true.
But do you think it's true?
All right, then I'll go with you.
I'm not American. It's risk-free,
yeah.
It's risk-free.
Yep.
Then let's do it.
Detroit would be our answer.
Incorrect.
Yes.
It's Chicago.
Okay.
Far away.
Interestingly, though.
We had both the same idea.
You're saying that the husband and wife thing.
Yeah.
You were thinking that?
Yeah, so good to be passed.
All right.
Yeah.
And team two, your question. Chicago is in which U.S. state?
Illinois.
That's not fair.
It is in Illinois. Yeah, life is not fair. Okay, team one, question four to you. Who is the most famous resident of 221B Baker Street? Who's the most famous resident of 221B Baker Street?
Mr. Sherlock Holmes.
It is Mr. Sherlock Holmes. 2 points to team one. And team two, who is the most famous resident of 4 Privet Drive, Little Winging, Surrey? 4 Privet Drive, Little Winging, Surrey.
Harry Potter.
Oh, okay. I don't know. No idea.
No, it's Uncle Vernon Dursley. No, it is Harry Potter.
Thank goodness.
2 points. And question five, I'm going to give you both your question fives at the same time. And you can both think about them. You can still opt to pass if you want. But you'll see why in a minute. So team one, which family lives at 742 Evergreen Terrace? And team two, which family lives at 744 Evergreen Terrace? So team one, who lives at 742 Evergreen Terrace? Team two, who lives at 744 Evergreen Terrace?
Yeah, that's one.
Now remember, you are able to pass if you want.
742 and 743, yeah.
742, 744. So
four.
Kubi, your team is 742 and they have 744. Okay, so team one, you're gonna go for it, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so who do you think lives at 742 Evergreen Terrace?
The Simpsons.
You're saying the Simpsons, and who lives at 744?
Flanders.
You're going to say the Flanders. You are both correct.
Oh.
Well done. Very good, guys. So at the end of round one, team one, Lena and Kuba have picked up 8 points, and team two, Christy and Paul, have picked up 10. Still plenty to go. Okay, so we move on to round number two, which is called Same As, Same As. The teams get the same 5 questions, they write the answers down, and if they're both correct, they each get 1 point, and if only one team is correct, that team gets 2 points. So, question number one, I'm going to make this a two-parter. You can write down the original title and then the English translation, and I'll do points accordingly. So, what is the name of the Czech national anthem in Czech and the translation in English? For a second point, what is the name of the Czech national anthem in Czech and then the English translation? Question number two, what is the name of the second largest city in Ireland, the city of my birth? What is the name of the second largest city in Ireland, the city in which I was born? Okay, question number three, which singer sang "I'm coming up, so you better get this party started"? Which singer sang "I'm coming up, so you better get this party started"?
Can hear the song in my head.
No, too.
Also, should be music.
No,
don't worry, I'm not going to play it later.
Are you going to sing it?
No. Okay, question four. Who starred as the titular character Van Wilder in the 2002 film Van Wilder Party Liaison? Who starred as the titular character Van Wilder in the 2002 film Van Wilder Party Liaison? Okay, so we'll move on to question five, the last question of the round, and I'm going to give you guys a 1 minute time limit on this. Okay, so I'll start at the time after I read the question. Singer Leslie Gore is most famous for singing which particular songline? Singer Leslie Gore is most famous for singing which particular songline? Now, if you don't get it word for word, it's okay. It doesn't need to be word for word, but it's a very, very famous songline. And if you get the idea approximately right, I'll give you the point or points.
I can only think of "I'm coming up."
Never even
heard of this song. No, what's that song?
Oh my God.
Okay.
So 10 seconds, guys.
No, I don't have. I don't know pop music.
5, 4, 3, 2,
crickets.
1. Okay, 10 seconds, guys. Let's get to those answers.
Okay.
Team one. What is the name of the Czech national anthem? Kuba, you should probably be okay with this one.
Yeah.
G'day domov můj.
G'day domov můj. And team two, you had.
G'day moje doma.
So. No, that's more like when Hans is coming home on a Friday night. Okay, 2 points to team number one. And the translation into English, what did you guys say?
Where's my home?
And you guys said?
Same.
Where is my home?
Okay, so a point and a point. So three there for team one, one for team two. So team one, question two. Second largest city in Ireland, the city of my birth is?
Cork.
Cork? Cork, bye. And you guys?
Same.
Cork, so point and a point, to eat one to each team. Question number three, team two, which singer sang I'm Coming Up, so you better get this party started?
This is where it goes to shit.
You guys said?
We changed it.
Well, what do you have written down? That's what the answer you have to give me.
Puff Daddy.
Puff, but you said Puff Daddy, and you guys said?
Jennifer Lopez.
Okay.
Couldn't be any more different. Up,
so you better get this party
is
started.
Is it Black Eyed Peas? Because that's what we
it's
have
pink.
Before.
It's pink. Pink.
That makes sense.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
All right. Okay. Okay. Makes sense.
When team. You saw us sing it like this. It
yeah, I didn't want to sing it. maybe later after a few years. Team one, who starred as Van Wilder in the film Van Wilder Party is On?
You say this wrong answer.
Okay. Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler, and you guys said?
Ryan Reynolds.
It is Ryan Reynolds.
Canadian.
He's Canadian. So
Ryan Reynolds in 2002.
Yeah.
Was he like 10?
that's what I'm saying. Like, because in Hollywood, people look younger.
No.
He hasn't aged much.
He's only 12. He's a decent actor. I think he doesn't get enough appreciation.
I
agree.
Okay, in question five, team two, Leslie Gore is famous, most famous for singing which songline?
I have no idea who that is.
Me neither.
Neither does Paul, okay. So we just wrote down House Party.
Okay, and you guys, do you have an answer?
Hard pass.
Okay.
Is it Let's
it's
Get This
my
Party Started?
And I'll cry if I want to. Cry if I want to.
Really?
Oh my goodness.
Yes,
wouldn't
sang
she
that.
Be famous then?
Pardon?
Okay.
It's,
well, it's a famous song, but that's kind of the only one.
In the 50s.
So anyway, at the end of that round, each team picked up 4 points. That brings team one up to 12 points and team two just ahead on 14. Okay, so we move on to round number three, which is called Close Enough. The teams get 5 questions where they're not expected to know the answers, but the team with the closest answer gets 2 points. If both teams have the same answer, they each get 2 points, and there's a bonus 3rd point if a team gets the answer bang on. So question number one, how many rooms does Buckingham Palace have? Question one, how many rooms does Buckingham Palace have? Question number two, how many different countries have I lived in?
Ooh.
I know that's a...
What does live mean?
As in I've paid rent, not just staying in hotels, hostels, or anything like that.
Okay.
How many different countries have I lived in? Okay, question number three. We are getting ready for a house party tonight, so there will be alcohol involved. But how many alcoholic liquids are traditionally in a Long Island iced tea? You don't need to name them, just a number. How many alcoholic liquids are traditionally in a Long Island iced tea?
Oh, I think that's that.
Really? I have no idea. Okay, I'm going with yours.
I think so.
Okay, question number four. Including the notes and the references on the Wikipedia page for the word party, how many times is the word party used? And when I say party, I mean for like a social gathering party, not for like a political party or not disambiguation. So like it's a full text page. It's not like just see here. It's full text page for like a social event party. Okay, and question number five, and I'm actually going to reuse a question from a recent enough episode from season 2 of The Inquisition, but it relates to the topic of tonight, and we'll see if people have been listening or paying attention. But how many current existing non-suppressed political parties are there in China? How many current existing non-suppressed political parties are there in China? Okay, so let's get to the answers for round number three. Team one, how many rooms did you say that Buckingham Palace has?
75.
75?
Mm-hmm.
And you guys said?
1,004.
1,004. The correct answer is 775.
Oh, so
we just missed 1 7. Come on.
When you said 75 for a second, I was almost. So,
wait, who gets the point?
Team two, you get the points. You're closer.
Okay. Big place.
Team number two.
Going there.
Team number two. How many different countries have I lived
four.
In? You're saying four, and you guys?
I said five.
You said five. It is four. Ireland, USA, Poland, and Czech Republic.
I was right.
So you didn't live in Argentina.
He got Poland.
I traveled there, but for 2.5 months. But like I
also got it in the right order.
I was never. I didn't officially live there.
Oh, anymore. Actually, that's true.
So we are
in the right order.
Who listens to?
3 months. Come on, that counts as living.
Like, we should get a bonus city. Point.
You're not. You're minus one for asking for a bonus point. No, sorry, it's four.
Okay.
Team one, how many alcoholic liquids traditionally in a Long Island iced tea? You guys said?
This time it's at four.
And you guys?
Four.
Same.
Okay, so you both get 2 points, but the correct answer is five. Gin, tequila, rum, vodka, and triple sec or Cointreau.
Oh, I forgot about
I Cointreau. Say Curacao.
Yeah.
Close.
Or Curacao. Okay, team two, including notes and references on the Wikipedia page for party, how many times was the word party used? You guys said?
70.
70 and you guys?
111.
111 and 70 is 152. Too much needed points there for team number one. And team number one, how many current existing non-suppressed political parties in China, you guys said?
Seven. Nine.
It is nine.
Someone listens to the Inquisition.
Wow, Chris, you actually did listen. Fair play to you. So at the end of that round, team number one got 4 points. That brings them up to 16. Team number two got 9. That brings them up to 23. Still a lot of points to play for. Okay, so we move on to round number four, which is called Knockout. The teams are given a category with multiple answers and we go back and forth and team members answer individually, so no conferring, no writing answers down. And if they get the answer correct, they get 1 point and they continue playing. If they get an answer wrong, they're frozen out for the rest of that category. And we'll do two different knockouts, okay? Everyone ready?
Mm-hmm.
So, although I've never lived there, I did spend 6 wonderful months traveling around the beautiful continent of South America. So, what I need you guys to do is name a South American capital city. And just to be clear, I mean mainland, because of the list I saw earlier, it also had like the Falklands and the Cook Islands or something like that. So mainland, South American capital cities. There are 14 possible answers. So we'll start with team one because they have the lower score. So Lena, a South American capital city, please.
Rio de Janeiro.
No, you're frozen out. Christy.
Quito.
Quito, capital of Ecuador, 1 point. Cuba.
La Paz.
La Paz, capital of Bolivia, 1 point. Just on the Bolivian thing, I will accept another answer for Bolivia as well.
Why do you have to say that?
Because it's fairness.
Okay,
Paul?
So I will do the Brazil and it's Brasilia.
Brasilia,
damn
1 point.
That's what I was gonna say.
1 point for team number two. Cuba.
Buenos Aires.
Buenos Aires, 1 point. Christy.
Bogota.
Bogota in Colombia, that's 1 point. Cuba.
Caracas.
Caracas in Venezuela, 1 point. That's the one you were thinking
Burn.
Of. Paul.
Santiago.
Santiago in Chile, 1 point. To team two, Cuba.
Montevideo.
Montevideo in Uruguay, 1 point. To team number one. Team two, Christy.
Jesus, what's left? Lima.
Lima in Peru, 1 point. Very good. Back to Cuba.
Sucre.
Sucre, the other capital of Bolivia. Well done. A point to team number one. Paul?
I'm out. I can't think of another capital.
You're going to go out. Cuba?
Asuncion.
Asuncion, which is the capital of Paraguay, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
1 point. Christy?
I'm out.
You're out. Cuba?
Paramaribo.
Paramaribo in Suriname, yep. Another point.
Jesus.
Cuba?
Georgetown.
Georgetown in Guyana, yep.
Yeah.
Another point.
Is there more?
There's still one answer that we haven't had yet.
Really?
I'm not going to tell you which country, but there's still one, I think. I don't think we've had it.
I'm out. It doesn't matter if I see.
South America. And only mainland.
Yeah.
And you don't count French Guiana.
That's there, yeah.
Okay, Cayenne.
Cayenne. And I think that would be the last point.
No.
I have cheeks with that. how he gets it with geography.
So at the end of that round, team one, Lena and Kuba picked up 9 points, bringing them up to 25. Paul and Chrissy just picked up 5, bringing them up to 28. So getting quite close. At the end of that, we're going to do the second knockout. Earlier this morning, I typed in onto ChatGPT the 20 most common household objects. What were they? The 20 most common household objects. I'm not going to give any more clarification on that. But we'll start again with team one because they still have the lower score. Lena?
A pot.
Pots, yep, that's one. 1 point. Christy?
Toaster.
Toaster is not there, Christy. You are frozen.
What?
Cuba?
Chair.
Chair is there, yep. Paul?
TV.
TV is not there. Team two are totally frozen out. Lena?
Table.
Table is there, Cuba?
Plate.
Plates are there, yeah.
Oh, they're going to win.
Yeah, they're winning.
Lena?
Mug.
Mugs are not there. Kuba?
A glass.
Glasses are there.
No, glasses or glass?
Glass, glasses. It's okay. Glasses there.
Oh, it's only me.
It's, yep. On, it's all on you.
A knife.
Cutlery, knife, fork, spoon. So, yeah. Jeez. But that's all gone now, so forks and spoons can't be said.
Okay.
Close your eyes, no looking around.
A bowl?
Bowl is not there. So at the end of the second part of that round, team two picked up no points, they're still on 28, and team one picked up 6, bringing them up to 31. They're now in the lead. It was chairs, tables, sofas, beds, dressers, cabinets, refrigerators, ovens, stoves, microwaves, dishwashers, washing machines, dryers, yeah. Plates, glasses, cutlery, pots, pans, brooms, and vacuum cleaners.
How is there a microwave
dryers.
And a toaster?
Dryers.
A dryer?
It's so lame.
Who has a dryer?
Take all your issues up with OpenAI, our new overlording masters. Okay, so we move on to round number 5, which is called the numbers. The teams will be given a list of number-based questions, and they need to work out the answers and add them up. If the team is correct, bang on, they get 4 points. If no team is correct, the team with the closest answer to the total number gets 2 points. But for each individual answer for the 5 different number questions, you will also get 1 point for a correct answer. So I'm going to read out the 5 different things, and then you have 1 minute to prepare your final answer. So, the number of seasons of the TV show House, plus the number of Harry Potter's house on Privet Drive, plus the number of countries that I have lived in, plus the number of non-suppressed political parties in China, plus, in reference to a recent episode of this quiz, the number of Disney princesses in the Princess Line. So again, the number of seasons of the TV show House, plus the number of Harry Potter, plus the number of Harry Potter's house on Privet Drive, the number of countries I've lived in, the number of non-suppressed political parties in China, and a reference, in reference to a recent episode, how many Disney princesses in the Princess Line. So while they are writing their answers down, just a quick message to say thank you for listening. We are all big fans of quizzing, so it's great to do something we love. We hope you're enjoying the podcast. The Inquisition is released every 2 weeks. So please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts from. Leave a review, 5 stars, I hope. If you would like to get in touch, you can find the Inquisition Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Or you can email us at inquisitionpodcast@gmail.com. That's inquisitionpodcast@gmail.com. That's Inquisition with a Z. Okay, let's get back to the show. Okay, 10 seconds, guys. And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, team one, what was your total number?
65.
65, team two?
180.
180, okay. Well, we'll get to that in a minute. Firstly, number of seasons of House, team one?
You
said 8, and you guys?
10.
10, so team one got a point, it was 8. Number of Harry Potter's house on Privet Drive, team two?
I said 144.
144, and you guys?
32.
Why. It was number 4.
Yeah. That was the problem.
So that has messed you guys up in this question.
That was the problem.
Team 1, number of countries I've lived in?
4.
And?
4.
So a point and a point. Team 2, non-suppressed political parties in China?
9.
And?
Nine.
So a point and a point. And then how many Disney princesses in the princess line? Team one?
12.
A point and a point. And again, your number was 100 and what?
It was 180.
And your number was?
65.
The actual total was 37. So 2 points to team number one. So at the end of round number five, team one picked up 6 points. They're now on 37. Team two picked up 3 points. They're on 31. There's still 22 points to play for from the last 11 questions. So we move into the final round, round number six, called Grab the Fruit. The teams are given 11 questions. The first team to shout the name of their fruit gets to answer 2 points for a correct answer. But if they are wrong or they take too long to answer, it'll go back to the other team. And if no team is right, we'll go back and forth to see if we can get a correct answer. So team one, what fruit are you going to go with?
Plum.
You're going to go with plum. And team two?
Peach.
Everyone ready?
Yep.
Okay, so round six, question one. Which U.S. political party is known as the Grand Ole Party?
Plum. Please.
Plum.
Republican.
It is the Republicans. 2 points. Question number two. Which band is most famous for the folk song House of the Rising Sun?
Plum.
Plum.
Animals.
It is the Animals. 2 points. Question number three. Who wanted us to party like it was 1999?
Peach.
Prince.
It was Prince. 2 points to team number two. Question number four. Originating in the Bengal region of India, what is the common name for a one-story house?
Plum.
Yep.
Bungalow.
It is bungalow. 2 points to question team number two. Question number five. What is the Czech equivalent of the early spring carnival festival?
Peach.
Yep.
Mari.
Too slow.
Masterpuss.
2 points to team number one. Question number six. In 1986, who fought for our right to party?
Plum, Peach, yep. Beastie Boys.
It was the Beastie Boys. 2 points to team number one. Question number seven. Elvis's home, Graceland, is in which U.S.
Plum, Peach.
Memphis.
It is in Memphis. You were there recently, actually, Cuba, weren't you? Question number eight. Oris Anuktoron is the home of which EU country's president? Oris Anuktoron is the home of which EU country's president? Brian, you might know this.
Of what?
Oris Anuktoron is the home of which EU country's president?
Oris Anuktoron.
Oris Anuktoron or Oris Anuktoron. A-R-A-S, next word, A-N, U-A-C-H-T-A-R-A-I-N, and there's a couple of little weird accents on it.
What?
Okay, it's Ireland.
Oh,
you probably should have guessed that question. Question number nine. Which building is located from 721 to 725 Fifth Avenue, New York City? Which building?
Peach.
Plum.
Trump Tower.
Trump Tower. 2 points to team number one. Question number 10. What type of parties, I'll accept multiple answers for this, what type of parties do couples have shortly before getting married?
Peach.
Yep.
Bachelor party.
I'll give you that. Bachelorette, sag or hen. And final question. Question number 11. What was the answer to the very first question of this episode?
House.
Plum. House. Plum house. Last 2 points to team number one.
Good job, guys. What a comeback.
Well done.
And so at the end of all that, at the end of round six, team two, Christy and Paul picked up 4 points, bringing them up to 35. But after a magnificent last round, Lena and Cuba picked up 16 points, bringing them up to 53 points and making them the masters of the Inquisition for this house party special. So Lena and Cuba, thank you very much and congratulations. Christy and Paul, commiserations. You guys fought hard. You were leading for a long time and that was a fantastic effort. So well done and thank you for taking part as well. So other than that, thank you all for taking part. We've already had some guests starting to arrive, Zoe, John, Brian and Dana. So we're looking forward to getting this party started because we are all coming up. We're actually not, okay, just to clarify that. But other than that, thank you very much. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Take care. Thank you and goodbye.
Bye.
Hey Siri, where are you?
Cool. Do they have neighbors on the other side actually?
They might.
George Bush lived there.
No, he lived across the road.
Oh. Yeah, he just said across the road.
But on the other side, there must be on the other side.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's a long
George
street.
Bush lived
is it Millhouse or Millhouse lives far away? I don't remember.
I think it's far away.
Yeah, he's
far.
He's like a block away. I have an eraser. Can I go get an eraser?
You can go get an eraser.
Does Christy need a shave?
Yeah.
Pardon?
Does Christy need a shave?
No, I shaved her this morning. Yeah.
I was just captivated by the word titular.
That's the first two times in my life I've ever said the word titular. It always sounds like titties, to be honest, it does.
I've seen a lot of titular movies in that case, but not
in that movie. In that movie too.
Yeah, there's a...
Van Wilder. Alex had a, sorry if I can just add one more story because we're on this topic. Alex had an amazing moment because he slept in the forest, just like under the stars. And Alex was paranoid. The whole day was like, we're not gonna look for fucking boar signs, fucking bears and everything. The whole day he was just like looking for... So we were sleeping and Alex was, you know, just stressing out. And then at one point in the middle of the night, he just screams, come on, fuck. That was just a fucking heart attack. And it's like, what? And he was like, no, I think it was just an owl.
Oh, he talked about this.
Then he tried to replicate the sound. He said it sounded like the worst thing ever in guys. It's like
a speech.
Like
see, nobody ever listens to me.
Nobody ever listens to me.
No.
I've never tried Long Island.
No?
Well,
no. Oh, it's very good.
I think you're too old to try now. Like, it's designed to fuck up high school kids for a cheap price.
It's one of my Greece problems, besides I don't know anything. it's lock on of confidence.
Yeah, I had a friend like that with the same problem when I lived in Cambodia. But weirdly, all my friends in North Korea, they were very good at quizzing.
Yeah. And Japan.
I only visited there just before I moved to Mongolia for university.
Ooh,
in fairness, Cuba has come back from bigger deficits than this.
Definitely. Yeah. So this is actually a very good quiz question. The first country that you reach when you go directly south from Moscow.
That is a very good quiz question, actually.
No, don't look at me. I'm not a quiz person. I told you in the beginning.
We're still a little bit of the podcast record. Sorry. We now have a live studio audience for the first time ever.
You're going to be in the bloopers. People are going to start showing up more and more now, so we have to sprint through this. We should have been more mindful of our time.
I was trying to be, and then people started talking and being human beings and stuff like that. I was like, fuck those bitches. How dare you try to have a personality?
Like,
fuck people.
We're here just like robots to answer questions.
People are the worst people.
In the end, we got slaughtered.
Indeed.